Hi everyone, it's Helen, back with your weekly roundup of all things Beacon. How are you? Enjoying the last few weeks of summer, I hope, although I must confess that autumn is one of my most favourite times of year. I'm so looking forward to pumpkins and hot chocolate and wrapping up a little warmer. Now though, this week we start with a lovely story. Our Haleshower manager Sarah has recently got married, and to celebrate, she created a fabulous wedding themed window display. It looked amazing. There were big silver balloons which spout out congratulations, and there were a number of mannequins in wedding themed attire, including some stunning wedding dresses. We send all our love to Sarah and wish her the very best for her marriage. And of course, send her big congratulations. Now, onto something completely different. How do you do maths if you have sight loss? Well, a talking calculator is a great way for people with sight loss to do some calculations. We recently shared a video of one on our social media channels that had large numbers and good contrast, which makes it easier for those with some functional sight. To find out more about how technology like this can help if you're living with sight loss, give our sight loss advisors a call on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. Now, do you want to make 25% more impact? I think we all do reckon, don't you? If you're a UK taxpayer and you sign up to Gift Aid with Beacon, we can claim 25% more on your donation at no extra cost to you through a government scheme that allows charities to reclaim basic rate tax on your gift. You can Gift Aid your donations of clothing, homeware, furniture and other items to our shops, as well as any online and cash donations you make. It's quick and easy to sign up. Our shop staff will be happy to help with any retail donations, or you could email us about Gift Aid on a donation to our charity at supportus@beaconvision.org. If you visit our centres in Stourbridge or Sedgley, you can ask us about it as well. That's it for this week. I'll be back soon with another update. Take care. Bye-bye.